Our third reading today comes from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. And I invite you again to hear the word of God. This is the reason that I, Paul, am a prisoner for Christ Jesus for the sake of you Gentiles. For surely you have already heard of the commission of God's grace that was given me for you, and how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I wrote above in a few words, a reading of which will enable you to perceive my understanding of the mystery of Christ. In former generations, this mystery was not made known to humankind, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That is, the Gentiles have become fellow heirs, members of the same body, and sharers in the promise of Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel I have become a servant according to the gift of God's grace that was given me by the working of his power. Although I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to me to bring to the Gentiles the news of the boundless riches of Christ, and to make everyone see what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things, so that through the church, the wisdom of God in its rich variety might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose that he has carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have access to God and boldness and confidence through faith in him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, as much as I tried to come up with some thoughtful, profound illustration with which to relate these three scripture readings, here's what I've got. 19 years ago, in the summer of 1999, a new Star Wars movie came out. It was the first Star Wars movie in 16 years. So this had been a long time coming. A lot of people were really excited about it. I was really excited about it. I was home in Florida from college for the summer. And the movie was premiering at midnight. People had been lined up all day. They'd been waiting in line, dressed up in costumes as characters from the movie. We were watching this on the news. They had a camera crew down there, and so they're showing everybody lined up waiting to get into the movie. I'm watching it with some friends, and a little bit before midnight, my friends and I say, hey, why don't we go down and drive by the theater? I mean, there's no way we'll be able to get in with the line, but we can at least go laugh at all the people who are dressed up in costumes. So, as we drove to the theater, we pulled up, and we were surprised to find that there was no one waiting in line out front. We said, well, let's see if we can go get in. There were four of us, so we parked the car, walk up to the ticket counter, and ask, are there any tickets left for Star Wars? The girl at the counter looks at us and says, there are four tickets left. And we're all like, what is this thing that the Lord has done? It was 11:59 p.m. The manager of the theater delayed the premiere of the first Star Wars movie in 16 years so that we could go in and find seats. All right, my friends and I, we didn't even care that we couldn't sit together. We were scattered all over the theater. We were just so happy because there was room for us, right? When we didn't think that there would be room, there was room. Have you ever had that feeling? When you didn't think there would be room for you somewhere, didn't think there'd be a place for you, and then you find out that there is. And sometimes it's physical room. I remember being with this person who couldn't live at home anymore. And she was getting older and lived alone and had fallen a couple of times, and it wasn't really safe for her to be alone at home anymore. And I was there with her when she got the phone call that a room had opened up in this nursing home where a lot of her friends were. And just the look on her face of happiness and relief, and she starts crying, just knowing that there's room for her. This good news that she heard. So sometimes it's physical space. Sometimes it's more social or emotional. When you don't feel like you belong somewhere, but then you find this place or these people and you're like, there's a place for me. There's somewhere that I belong. And it can happen in churches and families and in theater. It can happen in AA meetings. It can happen in all these different places. This feeling of good news that there is a place for me. So what does this have to do with the wise men and the baptism of Jesus? Today we are celebrating Epiphany and the baptism of the Lord Sunday. Epiphany is the day when we hear the story of the wise men coming to Jesus. If you look up the word epiphany in the dictionary, it's defined as a revelation. When something appears or shows forth or is made manifest. It comes from the Greek word epiphaneus, which means to appear or to reveal. That comes from a Greek word that means glorious or glory. That comes from a Greek word that means to shine, to bring light, to make visible. So if you put all that together, you see that Epiphany, this holy day, has to do with revealing or making visible the glory of God. And what we see in these two stories of the wise men and the baptism of Jesus is the way in which God's glory was revealed and made visible in the birth and the baptism of Jesus. The wise men were led to Jesus by God, and when they got there, it says they knelt down and paid him homage. They bowed down to the ground, prostrated themselves, and worshipped him because they knew that they were in the presence of someone far greater than them. In Jesus' baptism, the heavens opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him, and God spoke from heaven saying, "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." So to John the Baptist and all these other people witnessing his baptism, the presence and the glory of the Lord was revealed in that. But there's more to it than just that. More than just the act of revealing and making known. It has to do with who God's presence and glory was being revealed to. The wise men were astrologers from the east. Probably Persia, which is the area we know today as Iran. What that means is they were not Jewish. They come looking for the King of Jews, the long-awaited Messiah of Israel. But if they weren't from Israel and they weren't Jewish, why did they care? Right? Why does this matter to them? They were outsiders. God's presence and glory wasn't being revealed to King Herod, who was Jewish. It wasn't being revealed to the priests and the Jewish religious leaders. God's presence and glory in the birth of Jesus was being revealed to people who had no place in the story of God. When Jesus was baptized, it wasn't in the temple among the priests and religious leaders and righteous people. It was out in the wilderness where John had been calling people to come and confess their sins and repent. So Jesus was surrounded by sinners, people who had no place in the temple. What we see in these two stories is God's presence and glory being revealed to people who should have no place in this story. But through Jesus, God is saying, there is room for you here. There is a place for you. You belong here with me. What is being revealed in Christ is the good news that there is room for outsiders. And Paul picks up on this in his letter to the Ephesians. Ephesus was a city in Asia Minor, present-day Turkey. It was outside of Israel. The people who lived there were not Jewish, they were Gentiles. They were outsiders to the story of God. And yet they had come to faith in Jesus as the Messiah. Paul writes to them that the mystery of Christ has been revealed to them and that they, Gentiles, outsiders, have become heirs. Members of the same body, sharing in the same promise as the people of Israel through Jesus Christ. He's saying, there is room here for you in this with Christ. You can share in the presence and glory and love and blessing of God. The good news that is being revealed in Christ is that there is room with God for outsiders, for people who aren't a part of the story, don't feel like they belong, don't feel like there is a place for them. that there are no outsiders because everyone belongs to God. This good news is being revealed in the birth of Jesus, the baptism of Jesus, and in us as the church of Jesus. In our baptism, where we are joined to Christ and made members of his body, the people of God. We were the outsiders coming to the manger of Christ, finding that there is a place for us in this story. We were the sinners surrounding Jesus at his baptism, hearing the good news that there is forgiveness and room for us in that water. We are the people who thought they would only be outside the movie theater, standing at the ticket counter being told, there is room for all of you. We are the woman getting the call from the nursing home that there is a place for us. The presence and the glory of God has been revealed to us. And when we enter into this story through baptism, the next step is that the presence and glory of God must be revealed through us. Paul says to the Ephesians, God's grace was given to me to share with you so that everyone could see the mystery of God and so that through the church, the wisdom of God might be made known. Baptism marks our rebirth, the beginning of a new life, our entry into the church, the body of Christ. It's this new way of life in which we are called to live in ways that reveal God's presence and glory and love to the world. How do we do that? By forgiving as we've been forgiven. By loving, especially our enemies, as we are loved. By showing mercy as we have been shown mercy. By feeding others as we have been fed. Providing for the needs of others as our needs have been provided for. Welcoming the outsider as we have been welcomed. Baptism is not a personal, private act. It marks our entry into a larger family in which we are called to make room in our lives and our church for people who do not feel like they have a place anywhere else. Baptism is not just an individual assurance of God's love and forgiveness. It carries with it a social obligation to share that same love and forgiveness with others, all others. Who are the outsiders among us, the people who don't feel like they belong, who no one else makes room for? And how can we make room for them in our lives and in the church? Jesus' baptism marked the beginning of his ministry, and it marks the beginning of ours. From that point on, Jesus went around healing others, teaching others, feeding others, loving others whom no one else loved, making room for others that no one else would make room for, giving his life for others. By sharing in his baptism, we are called to do the same. To live in ways that help others see the presence and the glory of God. Christ has made room for us in this story. How will we make room for others in his name? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we give you thanks for the good news of our lives. There is a place for us with you. There's a place for us here with each other. We can share in your love and blessing, and that we can love and bless one another. Help us, we pray, not to just keep this amazing gift to ourselves, but to go out and share it, not to close ourselves off, whether as individuals or as a church, to go out from here and share your grace and welcome with others. Sometimes that is very hard and scary, intimidating to do, and so we pray that your Spirit would surround us and fill us, give us the strength and courage and faith that we need to be good news to the world. We thank you that in Jesus Christ you have come near, that in him we have seen your presence and your glory. Help us find ways to reflect that to others in Christ's name. Amen.